yes. Nothing like the old baseball Oregon. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here, and we are back, and it's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features are coming up. And right now, though, we would like to welcome back to the show. Your baseball season started yesterday, and it's always fantastic. It's everything is anew. It's springtime. It's baseball. We love it. So we always bring in Rick Geezer to join us right at the beginning of the baseball season to talk about and to play some baseball-related sports songs. And let's welcome Rick to the show. Hi, Rick.
Thank you very much for having me.
How are
you?
It's
great. You know what? This time of year, it's a time of rebirth. We have things to look forward to.
Well,
the Cubs will be 162-0. The White Sox will be 161-1.
Right. That's what we're looking at. And, you know, this is always sort of my favorite time of year as well. You know, because we've been lucky enough that for, a majority of the past few years, not only does baseball season start, but hockey season is extended. That's been the case for, it might not be the case this year. We're still, you know.
Or last year.
Or last year before. Yeah. But it has been for the majority
yes,
of the
has.
Past, like, you know, like 10 years. We've had a good time. But even if the Hawks aren't in it, I still love hockey. So this is like one of my favorite times of year. Baseball starts and hockey continues. And those are my two favorite sports, hockey and
WrestleMania is coming up.
WrestleMania is coming up.
And the NFL draft is coming up.
Exactly. So it's big time.
Yeah.
But we want to concentrate on baseball this morning because it's spring and we've got some baseball season going. Tell everybody about sports songs, how it started and what it is.
There any song performed by an athlete, coach, major league or professional athletic executive,
mm-hmm.
umpires, referees. I have thousands and thousands of them. The house is filled with them. And I got started, about 25 years ago from the legend, Dr. Demento.
Yes.
He gave me a few songs that he played on his show. I had a chance to interview him, and I said, hey, what about athletes? And he gave me some songs by Ernie Banks and Ron Say and different players like that, and it was a light bulb went off.
Yeah.
You know, we all thought, oh, it's only the Super Bowl shuffle. Nay, nay.
No.
Nay, nay.
And we've discovered that over the years that you've been coming on the show that there are a lot of sports
songs.
A lot
more.
Good old Dr. Demento. You got to love that guy. I used to listen to him every Sunday night.
Every Sunday.
And then I was his competition.
And you smoked him.
I did. I smoked him in the ratings. All right. Well, let's get to it. Well, first of all, that was the great Nancy Faust.
That was from a 45 she put out in 1971. The song was called On Deck, and it's a very young
there she is.
Nancy Faust.
You got to love Nancy Faust. She's
in a White Sox uniform.
She's a legend.
She's awesome.
Absolutely. Okay.
And
so,
it's like this is a town that we love our sports so much that the organists become celebrities.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, we've got Frank Pellico. We've got, you know, the legendary from the stadium.
Gary, are you talking about Gary Pressey?
Well, Gary Pressey for the Cubs, but Al Malkin.
Oh, Al Malkin, yeah, right.
You know, so all these legendary organists that it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get into it. We're gonna have time for a couple of songs here before we break for the news.
Well, let's start really strong. This is a song from 1981. It's track 68.
Right.
We've played this many times, but it's one of our favorites. It's one of your favorites, and it's from one of the greatest professional baseball players in Chicago. Definitely, probably the greatest Chicago Cub. Yeah, I mean, it could be argued ever. Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks.
Okay.
And he put out a song called Teamwork in 1981.
The great Ernie Banks. Here we go.
When I slam that long ball, it's a powerful and strong ball that burns a hole in the sky. When you hear those fans thunder, they leave no room for wonder. You can kiss that baby bye-bye. But I know I'm not alone when I tag that plate, and I'll share with you the reason why. If you want to rate as a baseball great, you need teamwork with the other guy. I can feel those good vibrations as those fellas shout and call, and I know they're rooting for me. When I see that ball flying over the wall, I can feel just always gotta be on the other side of that wall. There's another game waiting for me. Working together to make the world better takes teamwork and harmony.
Yeah. Fantastic.
You gotta love that,
it's
don't
fantastic.
You?
It's absolutely fantastic. The great Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub. Yeah, 1981. It sounds like it was made in 1981.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely. It's got that drum sound.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's do a quick one here before we break.
Let's go on the other side of the town.
Right.
The White Sox. Didn't play for the White Sox, but he was a broadcaster for the White Sox on television for a number of years. Track 93, Don Drysdale, Hall of Fame pitcher for the Dodgers. In 1963, he put out a record on Elektra Records. And it's called One Love, and I think you guys might like this.
All right, here we go. Don Drysdale.
I want but one love, an honest and true love. I want but one love. And it's you, the stronger is love, dear, with each passing year, 'cause I found my one love, and it's you.
That's pretty.
It is pretty.
Yeah. Don Drysdale.
Yeah, definitely. Jumping on that Pat Boone craze.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. All right, that's how we're kicking it off here. Rick, hang out, okay?
All right, thanks for having me.
We are going to take a break here. We got the news coming up, and then more baseball-themed sports songs. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And if you have any leads on some sports songs, Rick is always looking. So we got that going, too. But we'll take a break, and the news is up after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it is baseball season. Just kicked off yesterday, opening day. And we thought we would have Rick Geezer come in, and we'll play in some great baseball-related sports songs. Rick, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always an honor. And that was Frank Pellico,
yes,
former Cubs organist. And that was from his 1976 LP called Touching.
Touching.
Wow. And that, of course, you know what song that was.
That's of course, Sweet Caroline.
The Boston Red Sox favorite song.
Exactly. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we're just having some fun playing some baseball sports songs. And by the way, people can check out your website for sports songs. It's sportsongs.com.
And on Facebook as well.
And on Facebook as well. And still got some podcasts up at WGNRadio.com.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Rick, let's keep going here.
Let's go to track 228. This song, I love this song. And I love the story of the individual even more. This is was released in 1957. It's a song called Mary Lou by Lou Burdett. A lot of people don't remember Lou Burdett, but you should. Lou Burdett was a pitcher for the Milwaukee Braves, and he spent a little time with the Chicago Cubs. But in 1957, the Braves beat the Yankees in the World Series, and he was the MVP of the series. And what was so exceptional about that series is that Lou Burdett had three complete games.
Isn't that insane?
Three complete games in the World Series, and two were shutouts.
That's unbelievable.
It just floors me to think about that.
Really? And I mean, especially nowadays, the way they handle pitchers.
Right.
You know, with the pitch count and all that stuff, it just doesn't happen. But wow, three complete games in the World Series. Crazy.
And then immediately after winning the World Series MVP, he recorded this, record.
Okay. All right. Well, good for him. Here we go.
Mary Lou.
I love that song.
Yeah.
And what's kind of cool on this, and it was put out by Dot Records, which was
a major
of the
label.
Era, was
yeah.
a major label.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it, you know, it says Mary Lou, Lou Burdett, and it's listed as the 1957 World Series pitching hero. That's how they have the label.
That's how it's on the label? Like, all right. Let me take a look at that. There it is, Lou Burdett, 1957.
I just handed him the 45. 45s, everybody.
But yeah, 45, if you don't know what a 45 is, they used to be these things that you could buy and play on a record player.
Is that like a CD or
you
something?
You know what 45 is?
That's a huge CD.
You know, my new producer is only 25 years old.
Yeah, I do.
I got 45s at home. I got Seven Nation Army on 45.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, vinyl has made a comeback.
Vinyl is hip now.
So it is, yes. Okay.
And it's thicker now, isn't it? Like thicker than it was?
Well, you get like, they want to sell you 180 gram vinyl at like $30 a pop.
Yeah. Well, it's back. All right. What do we got next?
Okay. Let's go to track where is that? 134. 135. Or 235. Oh, okay. I've got to put my glasses on. And this is from a couple of former Chicago players, Lenny Randle, who played for the Cubs, and Thad Bosley, who played for the Cubs and the White Sox.
That's
they had
right.
a little group called the Ball Players, and they put out this song in 1983 called Jam With Us.
That's when the Sox were winning ugly.
They were, but neither of them were there at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were playing with Seattle.
Oh, they
that
were.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah, because they put out a 45 also where about the Kingdom.
Oh, right. Okay.
Kingdom. We played that a few years back.
Okay. So this is Lenny and Thad from 1983.
Jam with us. Don't you wanna jam with us? Don't you wanna kick up some dust? Don't you wanna kick up some dust?
Very complicated lyrics in that song. Do we know who the bass player was on that?
I don't, but that would be a good person to check out.
Pretty
yeah.
funky, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Not the lyrics, not so strong. Music, pretty good.
Don't you want to jam with us?
Don't you want to raise some dust? See? All right.
Well, they must have been playing for Lou Piniella.
Yeah. Or Herman Franks.
That's true. Yeah. They probably did. Yeah.
Okay. What do we got next?
Let's play something we haven't played before.
Oh, okay.
And this is not a new song, but it's new to the show.
All right.
It's track 320. This is one of my favorite players growing up, Carmen Fanzone.
Oh, yeah.
He was a utility guy who played for the Cubs. And he was more well-known because he played the trumpet for the national anthem a couple times at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And he married a woman named Sue Rainey, and she's a jazz vocalist and has been nominated for several Grammy Awards, never won. You may recognize her voice from the movie Wait Until Dark. She sang the theme of that movie.
Wow.
And in 1984, she put out an album with the what's it called? The Bob Florence Group called Riding High. Mm-hmm. And it's a song called Baseball. And Carmen plays the flugelhorn on it.
Oh, okay.
So why don't we check that out?
All right.
That's the track.
Got it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Love is just like baseball. All it is baseball. Love is just like baseball.
That's good.
He's not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
No.
He's never released his own, but he's played on several of her recordings through the years.
Yeah.
And they're still married. They live in Southern California. And she and he perform together from time to time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a great ball player too.
You know what? He was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
He was a fan favorite.
Yeah. Him. Yeah. All right.
I mean, think about that. You had him, Paul Popovich, J.C. Martin. I mean, yeah. he had some interesting characters.
Yeah, exactly. On the team, yeah. All right, what's next?
Another new one, and this I pulled from an old short. It's track 319. This is arguably the greatest name in baseball history, Babe Ruth. He put out a short for Vitaphone in 1937 called Home Run on the Keys, directed by Roy Mack, who's directed about 200 shorts of that era.
Mm-hmm.
And he sang a song in the movie called and he's listed as one of the co-writers of the song is called Home Run on the Keys.
So this is Babe Ruth singing.
This is Babe Ruth. Well, you'll take a look.
We'll be the judge of that.
Check it out.
All right, here we go.
Hello, folks. My two friends and myself have written a number called Home Run on the Keys. We're jumping into the studio like this, of sudden, why, we figure we got two strikes on us already. But remember, you only have one to hit. So, David, play it.
Okay.
Play ball! Strike one! Strike two!
Writing credit for that?
He got a writing credit.
That's great. That is great.
And you can see the entire short. It's about 9 minutes on YouTube.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I've seen it before on Turner Classics before. You know,
oh, man.
I was aware of it.
I got to see the whole thing.
Yeah, so you can check that out on YouTube. That's... And it's basically he and some buddies are in a lodge. And they're figuring out what to do. He tells some stories. He tells about the called home run at Wrigley Field, and then they go into the studio and they perform that fabulous song.
That is fantastic. Okay, Rick, hang on. More sports song, baseball sports songs. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Some of these are just fantastic. That was an example of one that's just awesome. And we got more to come here the day after baseball's opening day. And Rick is here. More sports songs after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio on a Friday morning. All the regular Friday features are coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, Fly Jams Friday. And we're also going to be talking about a brand new tour that's happening featuring Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly, even though they're dead. And then we're going to talk about some of the best concert tours of all time. And we want to hear from you. What was your first concert? What was your worst concert? What was your best concert? That's what we're going to be talking about a little bit later on before we jump into the regular Friday features. Right now, though, Rick Gieser is with us from SportsSongs.com. And yesterday was opening day for professional baseball, and we're very excited about that. So we're doing a baseball theme edition of Sports Songs, and that was Stan the Man.
Stan Musial, and that's from a cassette and harmonica play songbook called Stan Musial Plays the Harmonica.
Right, right. And it came with a harmonica.
It comes with a harmonica. I've got it in my box and stuff there.
Yeah. Very, very cool. You've shown that one out here before.
Yeah.
So, okay, where do we go next?
Why don't we go, this is just a terrific one, track 100. Our good friend Vince Moranto loves this one, and I think you will love it as well. It's by Bobby Bragan. Bobby Bragan was the first manager for the Atlanta Braves. He also, coached and managed throughout the major leagues for about six decades. He was involved with baseball, and then he got called up to manage a minor league team for one day in like 2005. So he'd get like an eighth deck, kind of like they did with Minnie Minoso.
Oh, right.
You know, with the White Sox years ago. They gave him, one other chance. And he put out a CD called Brotherly Love in 2005, and he put out a song called You Can't Hit a Ball with a Bat on Your Shoulders.
I love this one,
this
too.
This is a terrific
this
one.
So I hope maybe Vince is listening. But this is a great one.
You can't hit the ball with the bat on your shoulder. You got to get up there and swing. You'll never hit that apple till you start getting bolder. Hitting the ball is a thing. Now when you get your chance, look the facts in the eye. You'll never hit a homer if you watch him go by. You can't hit the ball, the bat on your shoulder. You gotta get up there and swing. You're king on the throne when you're up at the plate. But don't go up there swinging like an old rusty gate. Oh, you can't hit the ball if you look like a soldier. You gotta get up there and swing. You know the boys were playing baseball one evening. They hadn't hit a ball all that year. And every time a player left the dugout, the band would yell into his ear, they shout, you can't hit the ball, dummy, with the bat on your shoulder. You gotta get up there and swing. Now you can crack that fastball, smack that number two, but don't just stand there nodding, how do you do? When the duck's on the pond, it's your time to smile. Don't be like Casey saying, that's not my style. You can't hit the ball with the bat on your shoulder. You gotta get up there and swing. It's a much shorter walk to the dugout when your teammates know that you tried. But more important, when you swing, you know you went all out, so you have to feel better inside. Oh, you can't hit the ball.
That is fantastic. Seriously, it's one of my favorites, too.
That's such a good one.
It's
definitely
great.
Definitely Jimmy Durante inspired.
Oh, no question about it.
But just a terrific song.
I love that one, too.
We love baseball, so we love the almost was, the almost were,
sure.
The kind of journeyman people who have such great stories.
Right.
They played with greats, they were part of great teams, but they may not be the superstars, but
right.
They were there,
yeah.
And they have a lot to say
and
share and teach us.
Very cool. I kind of like I've always liked the players that were a little bit under the radar, not the superstars. Like my favorite, the only Cub jersey that I own that has a name on the back is Morandini. Mickey Morandini. Mickey Morandini was one of my favorite Cubs ever.
Yeah.
So, great guy. It was funny, I had him on my show one time. I've had Mickey on the show a couple times. I think he's still, he's actually now with the Phillies, right? Is he first base coach with the Phillies?
I think he might be.
Yeah. But anyway, he lived in Indiana. And so I had him on a couple of times. And one time I had him on and I was talking to him and I said, you know what? I have a Mickey Morandini jersey. And he goes, well, good. That makes two of us.
did you have him sign it, or were you just
no
on the
he was
phone?
On the phone okay. Yeah. But it's really funny because people who listen to the show know I've told the Mickey Morandini that I have a Mickey Morandini jersey, and like I'm really that's nobody else has a Mickey, he's right, it's just me and him. And so whenever I go to a Cub game and I'm wearing my Mickey Morandini jersey, people know who I am. They go, oh, it's Nick DiGilio, that's Nick DiGilio, because he's the only person that has a Morandini jersey. So, great stuff. Okay, what's next?
Okay, let's play a track that we definitely love.
Okay.
Or do you want to hold off for the Jimmy Pearsall?
No, let's do Jimmy Pearsall.
Let's do Jimmy Pearsall. It's track 69. In 1987, he put out an instructional cassette teaching kids how to play ball. And, of course, being the hip cat that he was, he had to include a rap song called Thinking Baseball. And this is truly special.
Yeah, this is pretty legendary. Here we go.
My name and winning is my game. Thinking is the way if you want to play. Play, play, play with all your heart. You gotta love to play, that's the way to start.
Play, practice, play, practice. Practice. If you practice all the time, results you will see. Work hard.
Jimmy Pearsall just disappeared?
Just.
By the way, I just want to let you know, yeah. you were not looking at Tom. Tom was losing it during
this. Oh, good.
I mean, that is. Some people say that Dr. Dre is a legend. Yeah. I think that's possibly
Pearsall,
the greatest.
Yeah, Pearsall's taken over.
Well, Dr. Dre, you know, he would gather sounds, and I'm pretty convinced Dre was probably, you know, consuming some Pearsall.
Absolutely. No question about it. Jimmy Pearsall, what a legend, that guy. I'll tell you something. I'm not a Sox fan. I am a Cubs fan, and I realize that we are the station that broadcasts the White Sox, and I hope that they do well. I would never really. I don't root on the Sox, but I'll tell you something. In the 70s, I watched the Channel 44 broadcasts all the time because him and Harry Carey, unbelievable.
I think they, you know, well, Harry, of course, is in the Hall, but I think as a team, they belong in the Hall of Fame.
I totally agree.
So good at that time. And everybody tuned in because Harry would say something just, you know, like a child, just out of the blue, and Pearsall was ripping on somebody or someone's wife.
Or someone's wife, exactly. Hey, Jimmy, how about another Falstaff? That's because it was Falstaff beer.
Exactly.
But, okay, Rick, hang on, all right?
All right.
We'll take a break. We got more baseball-themed sports songs to play, and the news is coming up right after this. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Friday. That means all the regular Friday features are back. That would be Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. Rick Geezer has been hanging out with us. Baseball season officially started yesterday, so we wanted to get Rick in here to have some baseball sports songs that we can bat around. And I swear to you, I didn't mean to say that. All right. Anyway, hi, Rick.
Hey, that was a swing and a miss.
Who was the? Thank you very much. Who was that? Who was that?
That was Yankees legend Bernie Williams doing the Kansas song. Was not never played for Kansas City Royals, but did like Kansas.
All right. Well, there you go. Dust in the wind, man. Jeez, if you were around in the late 70s, there was you couldn't turn your radio on without that song being on every 2 seconds.
Oh, that was, and nowadays I think about it because of that Will Ferrell movie where they were starting the fraternity.
Oh, well, yeah.
Old, and he's saying that, old school. Oh, Blue.
Old school.
Blue, you're my boy, Blue.
Yeah. All right, what do we got next?
Okay, let's go to track 321. This is my brother's favorite baseball player from the 70s, Johnny Bench. And
What was the track number again?
It was track 321. It's the last track on the...
All right.
And this is one we haven't played before. I pulled this from the January 20th, 1973 episode of Hee Haw. And he came on and he played the Jim Croce song, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, also featured on that episode. And he did comedy with Barbie Benton and String Bean and all the Hee Haw crew.
Right.
And also on that show singing songs were Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty doing, solo songs, then doing a duet and the Hagers. And if you watched Hee Haw from that era, and our family did.
Yeah, we watched Hee Haw when I was growing up.
It's really interesting, that show.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Watching them nowadays.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah, so this is from January 20th, 1973.
Yes.
Johnny Bench on Hee Haw.
Yes.
All right.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walkie's pool shooting son of a gun. But he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim boss just because. And they say you don't tag on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off the old lone ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Well, down South Alabama come a country boy. He said, looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy named Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street.
Wow. Johnny Bench, had he ever sung anything else?
I never found him to sing, but I found on eBay once, and I bought it, and I don't think I have it with me. Oh, I do. I bought the Johnny Bench songbook for vocal, guitar, organ, and piano solo.
Well, thank God.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I got to see this. That's fantastic. What era is this?
That's in the 70s.
Yeah, of course it is.
You know, and then after baseball, a lot of people remember him, and you might remember him because of he did that baseball, TV show where he had the kids and they'd talk about baseball and life and...
Well, this is 1971, and it certainly looks like 1971. That's fantastic.
So I remember, a lot of time people of that era, we used to have a cord organ. Remember the cord organs? And we would have songbooks that look similar to this.
Yeah, yeah. So. No question about it. All right, well, Johnny Bench on Hee Haw. Not quite sure why his name is not Jim. Not sure why he chose to sing that song.
I don't know, but and he was doing comedy throughout
the episode.
Throughout the episode, and then of that era, he appeared on two or three additional episodes, not singing,
just
doing
being
little
wacky
comedy blackouts,
doing wacky Hee Haw stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. What's next?
All right. Let's play a song that was influenced by the Super Bowl Shuffle.
All right.
This is track 101. It is the 1986 Dodgers, and they called themselves the Baseball Boogie Bunch. And this group included Oral Hershiser, Fernando Valenzuela, Bob Welch, Jerry Royce, Mike Socha. A lot of names we know. And this song was actually not just influenced, but it was written and produced by the same team that put together the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Okay.
And the same year also put together Let's Ram It for the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, right. Right, we've played that one.
Yes.
All right, well, here we go. These are the Dodgers, the Baseball Boogie Bunch from 1986.
Baseball boogie tonight. Come on, baseball very, very good to me.
En español, en inglés too. We're gonna get down a little just for you.
We got the rhythm from our gloves right down to our shoes.
Have you heard the news?
Some over Huey, Aretha and the Brothers Blue. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
That certainly is a boogie. It's a baseball boogie bunch.
It's a bunch.
Bunch of something.
And the video, which you can see on YouTube also, has a lot of different celebrities. Ed Begley.
Number
of people coming into the club to rock with the boogie bunch.
Yeah, of course, because it's L.A., man.
Exactly.
You got to get your celebrities. You got to get your celebrities in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a tasty video if you want to check it out.
You got to check that one out.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Let's go to track 111. Earlier in the program, we played a sweet little song from 1963 by Don Drysdale.
Yeah.
Now, this is a song by another Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith, that came out in 2005, but the song was from that same era. It's Cupid, classic song by Sam Cooke.
Right, okay. Then this is Ozzie Smith. Here we go.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart.
Not bad at all.
It's pretty good.
I mean, we're making fun of a lot of them, so let's play something that's decent.
Too bad he played for the Cardinals.
We would have loved him if he played.
I would have said it would have been much better if he didn't play for the Cardinals. No, that's good. So it's a whole CD. So he did.
It wasn't from his CD.
Oh.
It was a CD of a lot of different players.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
Exactly.
So I gotcha.
Yeah. On that CD, it was Coco Crisp. and a number of other players recorded songs.
All right.
Jimmy Rollins.
All right, cool. Yeah. Rick, hang on, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more baseball-related sports songs to play. Having some fun here on a Friday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So we'll come back more with Rick Geezer after this. This week on Chicago's Best, get ready for a big, fat Greek episode where family and food come first. It's Chicago's Best Greek, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Rick Geezer is with us. We're doing baseball sports songs. Tell everybody who that was.
That was the Cubs honcho, Theo Epstein.
Yes.
That's from the CD Hot Stove Cool. You know, he does that big charity thing every year. That's from a few years back in 2004, back when he was still working with Boston at that point.
That's right. Okay. All right. There you go.
And you know the song, of course, Rockin' in the Free World.
Neil Young can't go wrong with that. All right. Let's get back into it.
Let's go to track 218. This is from 1954, Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean, who a lot of people might remember as a broadcaster as well. But he was a great pitcher, played for the Cubs for a bit, and then called the games nationally. He put out a record in 1954, and on this track, the song is called You Don't Have to Be from the Country. He was, of course, well known for the Wabash Cannonball.
Right.
This is the flip side of that record.
Here we go, Dizzy Dean.
You don't have to be from the country to like the music of a good hillbilly band. You can take it straight from old days, folks, cause I think that country music's really grand. I used to hear that horn tooting music whenever I'd turn on my radio. I'd listen to the jazz and all that razzmatazz, but that, my friend, was many years ago. And then one lucky day, I heard a fella, instead of play, he said he's gonna pick. As I listened, right away, I said, this is here to stay. 'Twas like he hit me with a ton of brick. So you don't have to be from the country.
That's pretty great, actually. I like that. I think that's pretty great. All right, Dizzy Dean. Okay, what do we got next?
Let's go to track 75. This is one of the first songs I received from Dr. Demento, about 25 years ago. And this is by legendary Dodgers third baseman and then Cubs third baseman, the Penguin, Ron Say. In 1976, he put out a song called Third Base Bag. And this is what we're going to listen to.
Okay, Ron Say, the Penguin. Here we go.
My job ain't first, but it ain't far behind. Every now and then I make a good tag. Playing the third base bag. In the springtime, I got plenty of spring. And when the summertime comes, I'll still be doing my thing. And if a fall wind is blowing, I dodge a pennant flag. I'm playing the third base bag. Well, I never get tired of dust in my eyes, or chasing ground balls, or catching pop flies. Standing here on a gorgeous day, waiting for the man to say it's time to play. I can't believe I made it, but I know it's no gag. I'm playing the third base bag.
Yeah.
And playing with the Dodgers, he was kind of, you know, in the middle of that whole entertainment scene.
Yeah.
Because then a few years later, he also appeared in a movie, which director is a fan, you're a fan of, who just recently died, Larry Cohen. He was in the movie Q.
Oh, I don't even remember that. I love Q.
He was in the movie Q.
Wow, okay. Gives me another reason to watch another Larry Cohen movie then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he played, I'm looking him up right now, he played one of the cops.
Oh, he was just... All right.
In Q, of course, prehistoric...
Right. Q the winged serpent.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. All right. What else we got?
Okay, let's go to track 76. I was so excited when the Chicago Cubs traded for Bobby Mercer. I loved Bobby
Me
Mercer.
Too. One of my favorite Cubs.
Loved him. Yeah. Didn't really... He had a really good career, but he never had the career. He was supposed to be the next Mantle, and he just never lived. But who can live up to Mickey Mantle?
Yeah.
But in 1983, he put out a song called Skull Dipping Man.
Can't do that anymore.
No.
All right, here we go.
Pardon me if I seem just a little bold, but it's just because I got myself another dip of skull. And I keep my little tin of wintergreen handy in the pocket of my new designer jean. Just a piece between my finger and my thumb makes me feel like a million, makes me feel like a long home run. I'm a soul-dipping, skull-dipping man. I'm a soul-dipping, skull-dipping man. I'm a soul-dipping, skull-dipping man. I am a skull-dipping man. Now just a picture spoke a skull between...
You think he got compensated at all for that?
He might have.
From the skull? We got time for one more.
One more. Okay, yeah. Why don't we go with the classic Cubs song from 1969. Of course, everybody knows about the Cubs LP that came out that year, but most people don't know that in 1969 they put out a 45 on Chess Records called Pennant Fever, and we're going to hear that, but what's most important about this is the dust jacket. It was on that dust jacket, Billy Williams is drinking a beer.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And Ronnie's there, too.
And Ron, yeah, it's Ron, Billy, Don Kessinger, Randy Hundley,
yeah.
Gene Oliver, Nate Oliver, and Willie Smith.
Okay, here we go. 1969 Cubs with Pennant Fever. That's classic. That's classic. And that sleeve of the 45 is pretty great.
Definitely.
Very
solid.
Cool. Everybody check out sportssongs.com and also on Facebook. Rick, always a pleasure. We'll get you in here again. I think, what are we going to say here? Maybe football?
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Football, basketball, got basketball, a whole lot of stuff. A
whole lot of stuff coming up. Yeah. All right. Rick, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
There you go. Rick Geezer, sportssongs.com. You can check him out on Facebook and at WGNRadio.com. The news is coming up after this.